Marianne joins us by phone today from the Capitol. Marianne, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, there were a couple of things that we actually reported on here at KCPW today. Among them, reporter Ryan Cunningham talked about Speaker Lockhart's Public Education Modernization Act. It's also called the Laptop Bill. You were there to see that bill pass committee this morning. What happened from your perspective?
Yeah, it was a packed committee. There were a lot of people who have been watching this bill. You know, it has a price tag of $350 million, so it gets a lot of attention. It did, as you said, it passed almost unanimously. There was only one vote against it, which was Jim Nelson from Davis County. But it's HB 131, and it essentially would, if it was funded, would provide a laptop for every student and education for teachers and infrastructure to support that. We're late in the session. It's tough to do to turn around $350 million out of the general budget at this point. So there's still a lot of concern with it, even though it passed. I think it passed with sort of an understanding that there was a pretty big hurdle still to go with this thing. And there's still going to be a lot of conversation about how, if they want to do it, how they could possibly fund it, or if it's something that needs to be broken up into a multi-year kind of a step-in project.
You know, you talked a little bit about the amount of people who had shown up to speak to the bill. That was a big crowd?
Yeah, it was. It's unusual. You know, there's usually kind of, I guess you could say, the usual suspects, you know, people on either side that typically speak in favor or against a bill. But this one, because it has so much interest in it and there's so many people involved, there was actually a line all the way down the length of the committee room of people who were wanting to speak. Typically, after they make their presentations, the chair will say, you know, who from the public would like to speak on this bill. And in this case, it was like 2/3 of the hands went flying up into the air.
Wow.
And you could see them sort of go, oh, man, we're going to be here all day for this. They kept everybody, they said, everybody's got 1 minute. So get in line and let's come up and we'll get through as many as we can. And, you know, we heard a lot of people. They got through a lot of people by doing it that way. But, you know, there's a lot of interest in this on both sides. There's a lot of concerns over the money and where the money's coming from. This is not new money, so it's not, in other words, it's not a tax increase or anything. So it's money that has to come from something that's already existing. So then the concern is, what's the money going to come away from? What program is going to suffer in order to support this? Technology is a great thing, but this one might not see it all the way through to the end of this session.
And Marianne, has there been concern expressed that funding education ought to happen in other ways as opposed to this technology fix?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of concern, and we know that we are the lowest in per pupil spending as far as the states across the country go. And so there's a lot of concern about whether we're putting this in, if we were going to make a $350 million investment, is this really the right place? Technology is a great thing. We certainly don't want to turn our back on technology and the way that it can help education, but we have a lot of other needs, too. We have a lot of children that we have to serve. And so that was a lot of the concern was, you know, where's this money coming from? What are we not going to be doing for education that we need to do if we fund this type of a program?
Also today here at KCPW, we reported on a suicide prevention bill. Actually, it was a firearms amendment bill that Representative Elison had in committee this morning. That was a bill that dealt with firearm safety, and it was kind of an education campaign. But Representative Elison also has another suicide prevention bill, and that's one that you've been following. Can you tell us about HB 23?
Yeah, so this is a bill that actually is now passed. So this bill has passed the entire way. And so it will now be enrolled, which means it will go towards the governor, and the governor can sign it or can just roll into law. But this is a bill that would provide some training to school resource officers and provide some ability for them to ask questions of students if they've displayed certain like self-harming behaviors or sort of pre-suicidal behaviors or thoughts. You know, it's really a preventative measure. So it's trying to get people in the education system, which is where we see this happen so often, to start recognizing the signs and to maybe understand how to recognize them and how to intervene. You know, we unfortunately see a lot of teen suicide in Utah. It's a tragic thing. And so if this can even, you know, if it even saves one life, this is a really good move.
Finally today, Marianne, another thing that you've been following is anonymous donations to candidates. We've talked a lot about campaign finance bills. What does this bill do?
Yeah, so this is HB 235. It's called Campaign Contribution Amendments, and it's by Craig Powell from Heber. And as you said, what it would do is if someone donates anonymously to a candidate over $50, then that candidate would have to either donate the money to the party or donate it to a certified 501c3 nonprofit. A nonprofit like that is, oh, it could be like the Boys and Girls Club, or it could be a church, or really just anything. But essentially they're saying you can't pad your campaign finance account with a lot of anonymous donations by people who may not want to have their names listed. And it's just a good bill. It's a step. He's tried this. This is the second year, but this one actually looks like it's got some steam this year. And it's, you know, it's a good step. It's sort of circling the wagons on these people that donate money but yet don't want to hide their donations. It's not a huge amount, $50, that's not a lot. But, you know, Canada will have events all the time, and people will walk in and just hand them some cash. And they don't know necessarily who the person is, or they don't take the time to get the information. So these are just, you know, it's not a lot of money. It's $50 donation. But there's a lot of situations where you have a candidate, they're holding an event, or they're at some public thing going on, and someone hands them some cash. They may not have either the ability right then to take down the person's information. They may not know the person. The person may just want to make a donation, and that person may be specifically not wanting to have their name divulged. Candidates have a requirement to not only list how much they are donated, but by who and the address and some other identifying information. So this is an important step at hiding that sort of dark money. It's a low value, but it's still an important one.
It sounds like a bill for greater transparency. I guess we'll see where it ends up.
Exactly.
Great. Well, Marianne, thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule to call us from the Capitol. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
This has been our Better Utah Legislative Recap here on KCPW.